Chairman, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, I know of no other community effort which equals the community chest in bringing together our citizens from all fields of life in one concerted project for the welfare of all of our people. The community chest fills a place which no governmental unit can fill. Its agencies render a service which cannot legally be performed by the city, or by the township, or by the county. And they render those services in such a personal way that it's a way which can never be achieved by any governmental agency. Because of this, the city of Kalamazoo is deeply appreciative of the work of the community chest and of everything that it stands for and it does. And so, this evening, I want to bring the congratulations of the city of Kalamazoo to the chest for this service which has been rendered during the last 24 years on this, the eve of the 25th anniversary of the community chest. I congratulate the community chest on reaching its 25th campaign and on the service which it has rendered. And I want to express appreciation of the city to all of you. You who have worked for the community chest in the past and who are joining together in this 25th campaign. And now to the people of Kalamazoo, not to you workers who are assembled here tonight, but to all of the people of Kalamazoo, may I say this. We do not give enough to the community chest. We are prone to forget that there are 20 worthwhile agencies which must share our donations and which must divide them in their work. And so I would like to say that I hope that the people of Kalamazoo will be especially generous in this silver anniversary campaign. Again, may I express to all of you the sincere thanks of the city of Kalamazoo.
I'm very much pleased to be here tonight, and if I had anything to do with starting this, I feel quite proud of it when I look over this crowd. I never thought that I had as much to do with it as some of my friends gave me credit for, but I did. I worked in self-defense somewhat, I'll admit, and it seems to have gone along very nicely. I don't think it... had any idea I was going to make a talk here tonight. You just wanted to put me up here as exhibit number one. I'm the first president. I thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody knows who that is, don't they? Sugar Child.
Sugar Child, ladies and gentlemen. Sugar Child, I'm from South Florida, here from the University of St. Mary's. I'm here to get a little bit more of the hand. What do you think? I think we have another number. Now,
It wasn't to play the piano. I wanted to tell you about the red feather. Me, myself, I was at the show, and on the screen it was Little Red Feather. I was glad to see him because anybody in the show should know about the red feather. They should give, because it helps my people. It helps anybody. It helps boys and girls growing up. So I just want to say to you, please give to the red feather because it's a healthy, it's wealthy for everybody, and it's helpful.
The results in dollars, of course, these are important, for we live by such practical, workaday things. But over and beyond such efficiencies and practical results are these other deeper elements: the building of greater unity, the more ready assumption of responsibility by the individual citizen, the maintenance of the spirit of voluntary service, the service which Lord Halifax has characterized as the rent we pay for our space on Earth. These are the cornerstones of our lives and our democracy. These are the things you're striving for in this campaign, and these are the fights which the people of Kalamazoo want to see you win. They will rejoice with you in your ultimate, in your complete, and in your certain victory. Thank you very much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have an added privilege and honor which I appreciate deeply. In the few words which I have just shared with you, I spoke of the importance of leadership. I think of all the elements which have been responsible for the success of chess over the years in America, that has been the outstanding factor. If you go over to Cleveland, you will see there the result of the work and the giving of such leaders as the late Newton Baker and the late Samuel Mather. If you go down to Cincinnati, it will be the late William Cooper Proctor of Procter & Gamble. If you go over to Rochester, you will still see the imprint of the personal effort put into that community chest, that marvelously efficient organization, by the late George Eastman of Eastman Kodak. If you go up to Boston today, the president of the chest is Charles Francis Adams, that most distinguished member of a long and distinguished line of ancestors, including two presidents of the United States. And so it is in every city in America. I just came from Flint, and there the leadership is the same way. And I stopped off in Detroit, and you know what is happening there under the leadership of Henry Ford II and others. And so it has been here in Kalamazoo, and so it is here today. You have already greeted and given recognition to one of your early leaders. And it is now my great privilege and honor to present to Mr. Campbell this symbol of the distinguished, courageous, and wise leadership which he and others exercised in setting up this community chest 25 campaigns ago, this Oscar.
Campbell rises and accepted the award, shakes hands with Mr. Blanchard. He's standing now. Perhaps he's going to say a word. He's away from the microphone, so we probably won't be able to pick up his words. but he's bowing. And he's saying something to the audience about this little symbol. It's a boy with a feather in his hat. Speaking to the audience, something, you can't hear him. He's looking at it. Looking at it musingly. He's speaking very quietly. Not very many of us can hear him. Campbell looks in very fine health. Still speaking. He's feeling of the head of his. He said something amusing that those around him happened to hear, and they're smiling. He's bowing. He says he thanks us. Here's Mr. Finley.
I have on my bifocals. I'm younger than Mr. Campbell, so I have to wear glasses. But I can read this to you anyway. It says, presented to Charles S. Campbell, 1926-1950, silver anniversary of the community chest.